The next patient is Frank Hodo. The last name is H-O-D-O. This is the clinical case of a 72-year-old African-American male that is following this practice because of the presence of a kidney transplant that was his second one done at Tampa General Hospital in 2000 period. The main problem has been related to infections in the transplanted kidney, severe pyelonephritis generated by lithiasis with obstruction. The patient had several episodes of pyelonephritis that put him in the hospital period. During the last 6 months, this patient has been completely asymptomatic, comes today for a follow-up. The patient comes today with a comprehensive metabolic profile that was collected in May the 1st of the year 2023 with a creatinine of 1.75 with a BUN of 16, a BUN creatinine ratio of 9.5 and an estimated GFR of 41 mLs per minute. The urinalysis is characterized by the presence of hematuria, more than 182 RBCs per ml, white blood cells more than 86, bacteria non seen. The patient has a trace of mucus, uric acid crystals 2+, the excretion of protein, the protein creatinine ratio is 330 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The glucoside esterase is negative. The prograf level is 7.2 nanograms per milliliter, which is within acceptable ranges. Period. The patient is completely asymptomatic. As a matter of fact, he's feeling well. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus. He was evaluated by the endocrinologist and he remains with a serum hemoglobin A1C of 8.1%. The patient was explained. About the need for him to get a better blood sugar control. Number three, the patient has a history of gout with increased uric acid in the urine. This time the determination in the serum was 3.3 milligrams per deciliter, which is the number that we would like to have. Following number, the BK virus is negative. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism without significant hyperphosphatemia. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. The patient has a blood pressure today of 137 over 70. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The patient has an active urinary sediment, and for that reason, we are going to order an ultrasound of the transplanted kidney to an evaluation of the urinary bladder to see whether or not there is evidence of stone formation. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. I invested 14 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 6 minutes in the documentation.